Charles, Sam Hinkie. What thoughts come to your mind when you think of Sam Hinkie?
Well, I think the whole thing with Hinkie is overrated from a story standpoint. I don't think the Sixers were trying to lose. I think, you know, they got Embiid and Simmons were hurt. They probably would have won another 10 to 15 to maybe 20 games if both those guys had a play. So I thought them trying to lose was not, I don't think they were trying to lose. I don't think they were any good without those players.
Yeah, but he traded away so many good players to try to lose.
No, he didn't trade away no good players. He traded away, those guys were not going to win. Like, he, you know, the way this thing is now, you either got to be a contender or you're just going to be mediocre. That's the way the game is played now. You can't be a number 7-8 seed every year and lose. That, to me, I have no problem with teams building through the draft, trying to get in the lottery. Teams have always did it. The Spurs did it with David Robinson. They drafted him, and he didn't play. And then they ended up getting Tim Duncan. And the Celtics did the same thing with Larry Bird. They drafted him, and he didn't play. They stunk the next year, and they got Kevin McHale. So teams are always tanked. I have no problem with tanking.
Well, yeah, but the point is they tanked for many years. Most teams just do it for 1 year.
Well, but they tanked because guys were hurt. I think that if Embiid and Simmons had a play, you see now, the Sixers are going to be contenders. They've been contenders since Simmons and Embiid got here.
Yeah, they've been lucky enough to win 2 series in 7 years. That's great. Come on, man.
Yeah, but you know what? They're set up to win for the next 5 years or more.
So
you have to be realistic. Hey, they were a bounce last year from winning the championship. They would have beat the Warriors with those injuries. So Kawhi Leonard just made a heck of a shot. And then this year, most people picked the Sixers to win the championship. So I really think it was a little bit Sam Hinkie got too much credit and probably too much blame.
Well, they called it in this town, and it's been debated, the process. But if you don't win, then doesn't the process fail?
Well, they're in position to win.
We disagree on Hinkie. It's that simple.
Well, I'm not saying he did anything good or bad. I think he was just in a really weird situation that you draft two players who don't play. And one of you makes a decision, which I have no problem with. I'm not going to pass on Joel Embiid because if he is healthy, he's one of the best players in the league.
Well, that's a big if.